Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College presents Liberty Mail with the student fellows of Faith and Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Liberty Mail. My name is Grace Riley.
And I'm Katie Kenline.
And we're coming to you live from the underground studio at Grove City College for the Institute for Faith and Freedom. Today we're going to be talking about some of the failures of the Biden administration, and especially those in breaking down the horrible situation happening in Israel. It's really sad and heartbreaking, and there's just so much devastation and atrocities and horrible things going on. So as you're probably aware, over this past weekend, on just about the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, Israel was attacked by Hamas terrorists who entered the country and started killing brutally Israeli citizens, taking them hostage. Really brutal, horrible, horrible attacks that are just heartbreaking. The footage that's come out about them has been absolutely abhorrent, evil, and heartbreaking. And all of the reports of taking hostages, and this includes 11 at least Americans that have passed away at the hands of the Hamas terrorists. So, and even more possibly held hostage. So, on top of now, as we're recording this, so just so you know, we're recording this on Tuesday around 1:30 p.m. So as you're listening to this now, take into consideration that this is evolving and changing quickly. Mm-hmm. So the things that we're talking about today are at what's happened up to this point in time, but they could be changing by the time you're hearing this. So just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's been, I think, about 1,000 Israeli citizens that have passed away just at this point that we know of. And that number is rising. Mm-hmm. And obviously, there are more deaths as the IDF responds in Gaza. So the death rate is going up on both sides. And it's really just a horrific situation.
Mm-hmm. And since Saturday, we've seen Israel is now being attacked from the north and from the south, right? And the things that we continue to hear just continue to grow worse and worse. Reports of Hamas this morning, the IDF, again, Tuesday morning, the IDF forces uncovered bodies of 40 infants and children in a kibbutz in Israel. Some of them are beheaded, is the report that came out today. There's fear that Hezbollah is involved and becoming involved right now as we speak. Lebanon, the surrounding area, it's absolutely heartbreaking. And all of this to say right now, as we were supposed to hear from President Biden at 1 p.m., and again, in the midst of all this terrible things that keep coming out and happening, the situation is only getting worse. We hear nothing from our president, nothing from President Joe Biden. He was supposed to speak again at 1. It's been 30 minutes of the press waiting for him. Yesterday, he called a cap on press at noon. He said, "I'm not speaking to the press anymore." He has had nothing to say. And when he has said things, he's back and forth and not the strong American leadership that we need that says Israel is our ally. We will stand with them and we will fight for the rights of their people who were under attack from a terrorist organization.
Yes. And leading up to this point in time, there have been a lot of actions by the administration that have been weak on the foreign policy end that have, in a sense, enabled and allowed this situation to get very bad. Now, there's obviously a lot of discussion back and forth about the extent of that, but one of the realities that is true in a reality is that the administration just unfroze funds to be sent to Iran of $6 billion, which they had intel to know that could be used to fund terrorism. And
absolutely, yeah.
Obviously, a month later, this is what we're seeing, and Hamas is funded by Iran. Now, they say that Iran has helped them. Iran is now saying they haven't yet, but it's a very, very complicated situation internationally that hopefully does not expand further internationally, because if Iran gets involved further, that would, again, make this a lot bigger, and that's never happened before. The hope is that this can de-escalate and not expand to multiple countries. But
yeah, because tensions are running high between the United States. Obviously, there's always a question of Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Lebanon, all the countries around them.
And, yeah, and part of that, too, being talked about is the fact that Saudi Arabia was just having, you know, more peace discussions with Israel. And those, of course, were just halted, which is what Iran would have wanted to happen. So there's just a lot of tension there, a lot with that complicated situation. But obviously what's not complicated is the horrors committed by the terrorists and the horrible things that have come out. Because the way that this has come out, in a sense, the Hamas terrorists have been filming their brutal killings and posting them and sharing them and celebrating them in the streets and parading bodies around in the streets and celebrating them. It's really horrific, and it's the worst things that you could possibly think of.
And this is what the Biden administration can't ignore. It looks horrible on a public stage. And for us in the United States to see, we see so much media coming out of the terrorists, and we see so much media coming out, Israeli citizens filming and putting on the internet, that's horrifying. And we hear nothing from our president. He can't hide from the truth. It just is horrifying and really, really frustrating to hear nothing coming out of the White House and nothing, no strong stance on protecting the innocent life. Talk about the children, talk about the innocent men and women, talk about the horrible atrocities that are happening. Don't call for a ceasefire and then backtrack and then think, I don't know what to say, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to barbecue and I'm not going to have a press conference earlier this week. That was Sunday.
Yes, and let's break that down further. So Biden's first response and what happened in the coming days, because his actions before this, again, were very much problematic foreign policy-wise, huge, huge problems foreign policy-wise. And now, as this attack happened, the first response was
not to
ceasefire
respond.
And not respond. Then that was taken back, and now there was a bit of silence. Biden supposedly had a barbecue while we find out that there are American citizens over there that have died.
Taken and hostage, have been killed.
So while we find all of this out, there's a lid on the press, so no statement then. And then all of a sudden, now there are statements of support for Israel from the Biden administration, which, yes, there should be. But it's been wavering back and forth, where it's not the strongly planted leadership that we should have.
Yeah, we just continue to see crisis after crisis that's showing us we cannot. Our president's not leading for us. Our president is not waving the banner of American freedom on the world stage. He's not representing to cower in these times is what we cannot do. That's absolutely the last thing. To reaffirm support should have been the first thing.
Well, and also there's other reports too. We can't forget about the whole disaster of leaving our weapons in Afghanistan, and there's reports now of these terrorists and multiple terrorist groups, so in different countries, having and using the weapons that were left behind by us. So there are reports of that as well. So that's another huge, huge problem.
Yeah, and it's like this, and this applies to many things. We'll get to the border in a second here too. But for many of these issues, it's what does the current Biden administration think is going to happen, to just ignore what's going on, to ignore the facts, and basically to live in a different reality where you don't want to, let's not go there. There's been a lot of, let's just talk about this, how the Republican Party is falling apart in DC. Let's talk about how they can't find a speaker. That, you know, the Biden administration quick to jump on that, the Biden campaign, because that's for the upcoming election, but just completely ignoring and just closing, the administration is closing their eyes to all these things that are happening. This will be in the front of many people's minds as we get close to the election.
It seems like there have been some statements coming out, and they say that he's working behind the scenes, even though he hasn't put out statements. But again, hopefully he speaks soon. But also, I just think about, and I'd urge, there have been a lot of even leaders on the Republican side that are urging for strong action against countries like Iran, and who knows what Biden will do. But I just urge extreme prudence in dealing with this, because it's a very serious issue, and it would not be wise to just start World War III, for example.
He can't be an overly reactive leader. Then too, we don't want him to come out. But this is where, do we trust what President Biden's judgment is going to be when things flip all the time? Do we trust? Because that's the other thing, is he cannot bring our country into war right now. he needs to, there needs to be a very strong effort to bring peace in the Middle East, which again, like we saw all of this progress from things like the Abraham Accords, things just rolling back so quickly. It's just like as quickly as things in Afghanistan roll back so quickly when America is perceived as weak on the world stage. And when we see the president not leading on the world stage, can you imagine President Biden on a Zoom call with foreign leaders talking about what to do in this situation? Do we even trust him right now? How he's in meetings, very important, on the brink of war.
Yeah, and I think all we can do is pray and hope that the right decisions are made in prudence and wisdom, and just pray for President Biden and pray for the administration, especially in a time like this, that the right decisions would be made. Mm-hmm. And it does also bring to light there are other leaders who are running for his position. So other leaders running for president that have had responses to this that I don't think are wise, that I don't agree with. So I think that there's a lot to be learned by the responses to all of this, and it should all be taken very seriously. And I think looking at all of this, so we talk about the question completely unrelated to this conflict. We talk about the question a lot. Well, why should people care? Why should people pay attention to politics? Why should people vote? Why should Christians care and pay attention to politics?
But it is connected. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that this is the perfect example that elections do have consequences, because the people that we elect to lead who, you know, have a really big role, that's important. And also, especially in situations like this, it's important that we have leaders that will have strong foreign policy. And it is important that people care and are involved, because these are the kinds of things that are real in the world. And these are the kind of things that we want to prevent.
There's a lot of darkness.
A lot of darkness. So Christians should be praying for this, paying attention, and understanding too. So just for American citizens, and I think a lot of younger American citizens who maybe don't know as much about the conflict in the Middle East, don't know as much about what's happening right now.
Or have seen one thing on social media, see influencers talking very pro-Palestine, very pro it. Yeah.
So in both sides, you'll hear people on social media. But I think for people who don't understand as much, this is, I think, a wake-up call to recognize this is a big deal. It's a really big deal. And also just to consider America, not to take anything off of what's going on over there, but to consider America. This affects us. This does. And what we do here is important. Also, we cannot forget. So one of the things we wanted to talk about as well was the open border. There are sleeper cells, terrorist cells in our country, because our border has been open. And we know that terrorists have come through the border. That's not a speculation. That's intel and knowledge that there are terrorists who have come through the border. And that's what we know about. So Americans should be very concerned about what would happen on the ground here. It's a very serious thing that people should be paying attention
to. And maybe we finally saw the Biden administration earlier this week, you know, which is shocking some people. They say that they're going to build part of the southern border wall because they see that this is now necessary. The catastrophes that continue to happen all around us, and then pretend, you know, with the border, one of the biggest things that we know is there's nothing. Biden campaigned and got into office on this message of I'm going to the America Build Back Better. And the fact that he tried to portray himself as the candidate who was just like your loving grandpa, who wears his cool aviator shades and is like ready to bring like kind of this, like he's bringing the like hipness back to but he's not young.
Well, he didn't do that.
No.
So.
And we see now like complete just blind, turning a blind eye to so many problems.
Well, and in our, of course, the problems in our country on the ground should be the highest priority for Biden. And the fact that it's gotten this much worse and that it's gotten this bad. Okay, so he's going to be building more of a wall. Great, that's good. I'm glad. But it's kind of like a too late thing. With the amount of people who have entered the country illegally now. Also, so just this past year, and this is just in the past year. So the Border Patrol has confiscated enough fentanyl to kill every single American. And that's just this year, and that's just what we know
just
about.
Just what's confiscated, yeah.
So that's just to put into perspective how serious the crisis at our own border is.
Yeah.
So, and this is also on top of the fact that we don't know who's entering our country. A lot of people who don't like America are entering the country through the border. That's largely been open. Also, human trafficking runs rampant at the border.
It's
horrible. Horrible stuff.
Earlier, a couple weeks ago, Representative Maria Salazar and Representative Chris Smith put together a bill hoping to allocate funding and to try to bring awareness, which it's like we haven't heard anything out of the Biden administration about this human trafficking. And they're, the Department of Health and Human Services, since the beginning of the Biden presidency, the Office of Refugee Resettlement has lost contact with 85,000 children, minors, and no one knows where they are in this country. My question continues to be, how are they fine with this?
And also on top of that, they've been asked. So the administration has been asked just it's probably a week ago now or 2 weeks ago, but Marsha Blackburn, for example. So for example, Senator Marsha Blackburn has been on top of this and has sent letters to the administration, to the HHS, asking where are these 85,000 migrant children who supposedly they have lost contact with. So, and this is meaning too, children that would have been placed different places, but now with losing contact with them, there's obviously risk for trafficking.
Absolutely. 350,000 children have crossed unaccompanied over the southern border since the beginning of 2021. 350,000 children by themselves, which to think about, we can only imagine what they had to do to get here. We can only imagine how they get across the border. We can only imagine what they've had to pay or what debt they owe. It's horrifying, and you can't turn a blind eye to it. The humanitarian situation at the southern border, that's the funny thing, is the Biden administration said, oh, it's a humanitarian, oh, it's like, you can't, it's just such a, the Trump administration, it was such, they treated them so terribly. This is not loving or caring to lose children, to lose, to allow people to come in who are trafficking people, to not be able to deport people who are trafficking drugs or human persons. It's, there's nothing loving or kind about that.
Yes, and it's sad for migrants who start coming here and are facing those extremely dangerous conditions. The whole thing is just a complete mess. So, yeah, it certainly is another thing that needs to be of the highest priority, but that has gotten so bad. That's been allowed to build up and get to the point where it is so bad. And it's really heartbreaking.
Yeah, because we think about where do we go from here, just the same as we think we look at this crisis in Israel and we think, where are we going from here? We don't know what is going to happen in the next hours or days or tomorrow. Again, we can only pray about both circumstances and that there will be bold people who rise up to take action that will bring peace and just that, like, truth will just cut through all that darkness, because it's crazy, everything that's happening.
Yeah, it really is. And we wanted to talk about some prayer points before we end the episode, just because it's so important to be praying for this and to be praying for Israel and everything that's going on there and the horrible things that are happening and just standing in solidarity and also praying for the things going on in our own nation and just across the world. So some of – we both had some things we wanted to bring up, just some – a few that I'll just preface with, so – and then Katie can bring up – I think she had a verse to bring up. But so Allie Ragsdale, she's on Twitter. She's an, a Christian – I'd call Christian influencer, and she posted quite a few prayer points that I thought were pretty good on the situation. So I'm just going to read off a few of them. Because with the situation being as it is, I think a lot of people don't know how to pray because it's so overwhelmingly horrible. But some of the points that she had were to pray for the peace of Christ to be with the people of Israel, and that the innocent lives living under and the innocent lives living under Hamas's reign. Pray for the gospel to abound during this time while physical life is in danger. Spiritual lives are still in need of Jesus. Praying for the families who have had members kidnapped by Hamas, that they would be returned safely, and praying for the families of the already now it's about 900 or 1,000 dead in Israel, and the healing and protection of those who are wounded, praying for the media's honesty during this time, mm-hmm. And for the government to have wisdom in the response to the Hamas attacks, and far more. There's more of a list here if you...
And I know we were talking about what you saw when you were in Israel this summer, that people used by Hamas as human shield, and just that we recognize this group is a terrorist organization. It's not all the people. And so, like, almost just pray for, like, freedom for these people who are being used by Hamas terrorists.
And just to break that down a little more, so this past, I guess, in the we have these short episodes where we start going and I forget that there were things we were going to bring up. So I had the privilege and pleasure to go to Israel a few months ago, and it was such an impactful trip that changed my life and taught me things that I didn't even know that I didn't know, helped me to grow in my faith, walk where Jesus walked, and also be on the ground in the middle of this very tense area. And one of the things that we did, we went to the border of Lebanon and we went to a kibbutz where we heard an explanation and were able to look over the border of Israel into Lebanon and see these towns that were Hezbollah, so Hezbollah, the terrorist group, that were their towns where they settled and had missiles and basements, but then they had paid or forced citizens to live above them in these same buildings so that it would be masked as a citizen village and settlement, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's the same kind of things that happen with Hamas. They build their military bases under hospitals, in mosques, in schools, then putting civilians as human shields in harm's way and sacrificing them. So again, putting civilians in harm's way, hiding behind them as human shields, and obviously taking hostages in doing the same. So that's important to understand as well. And just
because there are deaths on both sides that we are seeing. And there's some criticism there. And it's important to remember overall just that there is evil in this world.
And praying for innocents on both sides who have been impacted by this. Because it is a really horrible situation that now exists because Hamas obviously did their horrible attacks, but now they're in Gaza where they are using civilians as human shields, and that's where they have their bases, which creates a really messy and sad situation. So definitely in need of prayer.
Yeah, well, and the one thing, what I'll close with is Luke 12, 2 through 3, verses 2 through 3 were on my mind this morning. Because we keep talking about how much is covered up and we don't hear anything from the Biden administration and these things that happen in secret or that aren't said and that aren't given platform. And so this is the encouragement and what to pray, I think. We know that in the end, here we go, nothing is covered up that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the private rooms shall be proclaimed on the rooftops. And would God give us the boldness to continue to proclaim his freedom and the liberty that is found in him, that our identities are in him, and that we have peace and everlasting life in him. Would we continue to proclaim that? We will be happy. We're going to get this out as fast as we can this week, and we will be ready to join you next week for the next episode of Liberty Mail. Thank you for joining us, and remember to subscribe and follow along for more updates.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and be praying along with us for everything going on.
For more information on the Institute for Faith and Freedom, visit faithandfreedom.com.